Okay, good luck. We're going to start on the top of 41A. Of Melech HaMelech. Shut this off. Tanur Litmon. The Gemara is just going through a couple of different examples of what the items that were being that were mutar to lend, what the dvarim mutarim could be used for. So we said a couple of things already. We said the napa could be used to count the sifter to count money, and the mill to grind herbs, the sieve to surf sand. And now the fourth thing is the tanur. It's to store bundles of flax for drying. All those things are mutar during the Shemitah year.
Them won't be misinterpreted.
Right. Now, the question is, of course, and this is going to get very much, is why, in footnote one, it's footnote two, like four paragraphs down, it says, the Rash wonders, what do you have to need these for? What do you need these suggestions for? There's, if you're using the utensils for permitted produce, the produce of the sixth year, for example, is 100% mutter, and she could have been using it for that produce, right? Like those who, makben al chadash, so you could be making, you know, from last year's grain, you don't have to worry about it. So why do we have to come up with these kind of weird examples? So he brings a very, he says an interesting answer. He says, we're talking about a case where we know she has none. It's a hechetimtza. We know she has nothing left over. We know she only has Shemitah produce, and nonetheless, we can still be matter it. The pshat is, just to keep this in mind, the pshat is that by this woman, we're matir this using a kind of like unlikely type use with a tziruf of the mnei darkei shalom. So they're working together. Mnei darkei shalom, because of darkei shalom, so therefore we'll be matir even an unlikely type of a use. Under normal circumstances, there wouldn't be Dr. Shalom. We would not be matter because of this. Okay, let's go on.
That's we're saying that we're coming up with a permitted use because of Dr. Shalom?
Yeah, pretty much. I'll just leave it at that. Pinchas asked a question, but my konsu. How did they, in other words, putting it a different way than Bama, but kind of like, what we want to really know, what exactly are we being chayshed this guy for? There's two chashashas here. One is that they could be eating after the Zman Habir, and the second chashash is that they planted during the Shemitah year. These are two separate chashashas. So that's the question. Is it both that they sow during the Shemitah year and where they eat Shemitah after the time of Bir? Oh, but Malkum Shazorin below Auckland. Or even not in a case where there's a chash of eating after the beer, but just the Zriya alone would be enough to be considered that they, in other words, there was a language of Chashuda. What is the, how is she Chashuda? Is it two Chashadashas or is only one enough? Manaf Kameo, what's the difference? The Gemara says, we're also looking at Manasirki if you see him buying produce from a grain merchant. So the grain merchant, he's getting the grain from other suppliers, and he's selling it to this woman. So obviously, this isn't a problem of planting. It's just a planting, and he's selling her Shemitah stuff, and that Shemitah stuff will become subject to the beer exception. So once it's called Lachaim HaNasana, she's going to have to stop eating it. So if it's because of Zriya, that's going to speak out to Dafkina. If it's because it's both, then it's going to be also because the decree is going to apply. In Tamar v'makom shezorim ve'ein ochlin, if it's a place that's it's only because of the sowing, then because there's no problem of preparation since he wasn't hushed on these regal. This question is not resolved. Okay, next. Chulon loy amu ella. So this is because of harmony. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina boy. I'll call Pirka Isamris. is this, when the Mishnah says that it's because of Darchei Shalom, is it going on the whole perek? All the things that we were matter, that you're selling the kelim, you know, and the whole perek, or is it just all summer? So it's just this past, the last halacha, which was the sifter, the sieve, the himmel, and the oven. Is the Darchei Shalom heter need for the whole perek or not? My answer is Rabbanan because of Hashem Rabbi Yehuda Bartitas min mad latinim we get Allah to help us.
Is that an unusual name, Bartitas?
Very.
Yeah, it's a great name. Huh?
I've never seen it before.
It's kind of a weird name. I really pity this guy in class, you know. Anyway, so the question, there's a Gemara in Gittin at the end of the fifth parak, I think it is, at the end of Hanizokin. It talks about all kinds of things there where which are mutter because of Darchei Shalom. And it mentions over there only this halacha. It says, Adam Ra, it doesn't say the other halachas, it only says this last one. So you see from the fact that it doesn't mention the other halachas, obviously, it's only going on this last halacha. It's a simple raya.
Which is it referring to?
Which is it referring to? Number 9, it says that in the fifth chapter, at the end of the fifth chapter of Tractate Gittin, it lists numerous enactments that were instituted in order to promote harmony. Among the enactments there are those of our Mishnah concerning a woman lending a sifter, sieve, handle, and oven. The earlier rulings of our Mishnah concerning the sale of various farm animals and implements are not included in the Gittin list. And it implies that our Mishnah is only talking about the last halacha.
So it's all those items. That's what I was wondering about.
The sifter, you mean the sifter?
Yeah, the sifter.
Yeah, yeah, all things. All four of the items, yeah. Yeah. Next, Taman Tanina, Nachdom Shahu Osebetoma. Now here we're talking about going back to the Yom Ha'aretz, right? So we said that once the water is added to the flour, you can no longer help her. But up until that point, you can help her, right? So you can help her with the grinding. Is that right? I think it says that. You can sort and grind and sift with her, right?
Right.
But you can't, once she adds the water, then there's a problem of the tumah, right? So the Gemara's going to ask a stira from, let's see, in Avodah Zarah, right?
Yes.
Avodah Zarah. In Avodah Zarah, it says, Nachtom shehu aiseh v'tumah. If you have a baker who's preparing dough in a state of tumah, lo loshen v'lo orchen imo, v'toni Allah, lo barin v'lo tachanim v'lo markinim imo. That you can't do any of these things, you can't. Shape the dough. You can't knead with him. And it also says you can't do the other preliminary one of malachas either, the tchina and the brero. Which so how come over here in our Mishnah we're allowing her to work with her, and in that Mishnah they don't allow it to work with the baker. It's a simple steer, right? Here we're allowing it. So blah kam lechulin. Here we're talking about chulin. So, it's permitted, okay? And there, kana truma by Avodah Zarah, we're talking about truma. So truma is, what's the difference? Let's see over here. There's a lot of raid over here. Okay, let's take a look at 15 a little bit. Let's see here.
Paragraph.
First, well, let's just read a little bit in the introductory remarks of 15. He says, the Mishnah holds that in addition to the biblical prohibition against generating tumah in foods that are kaddish, like tumah, it's also by an issur d'rabbanan to be garem tumah to chulin because of those people who are makbet yichulin atavs kaddish. So the rabbanan made an issur for me to matami those foods as well. So that'll be a drabbanan. Now, let's see. Because of the sake of harmony, we allow, again, this is harmony, harmony comes into the picture here. So therefore, we allow her to aid in the preliminaries for the sake of harmony. In other words, If it wouldn't be for Darkei Shalom, we wouldn't let her help her with the Vareira and the Tkina either, because it's too close to the to the problem, right? Too close to the water. So we wouldn't let her do that. Because Aus Harmony will let her go all the way up until the point. That's apparently the way it works here. Once there's water, then you can't assist her. Okay. Well, let's see here. Then it says, Chala has a degree of sanctity. We'll skip that. Then next. And then what about Truma? According to Rabbah, the case of the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, footnote 16, is where the flour is used for the baker's dough is made of grain that was sanctified, of Truma. So there it's an Issa D'Oraisa to cause Truma to become Tomei. So therefore, when it's an Issa D'Oraisa, they backed up the Issa all the way into the Brei Ratchina states. So that's the basic answer. Brei Ratchina is Usser in Truma, and that's why in Avodah Zarah that's Usser. Over here we're talking about Tchulin, we're talking about Drabonon, the Garim Tumas, and the Chacham Darchisholm allowed her to go. That's what it basically says over here. Now, there's an important footnote here in the brackets. I have it marked off, so I'm going to read it. Rav Law's explanation of our Mishnah is like the Rav and the Bavli. The Gemara says, the contradiction, there the Gemara talks about the contradiction within our Mishnah. Forget about Avodah Zarah. Within our Perek itself, there's a contradiction. How come in the Reisha we said that the man, look at it, it says it over here, it forbids sorting and grinding and sifting. Let me get this straight. I want to make sure I got this right. Go back to the Mishnah one more time. Go back to the Mishnah Memon Beis. This is important. Make sure I got the facts straight over here. If we don't have the facts straight, it's going to be really bad. The Mishnah says, "Mash elas isha lechavrata hachashuda al hashvias," that if she's a chashuda on shvias, she can lend her certain items. But it says lo savor v'lo sitchonimah, she cannot sort or grind with her. Then it says, by the Eishes Chaver, okay, then Eishes Chaver, there it says, Tochenes Marakenes Imo, she can do the Rikud. So how come in the Reisha it says she can't? And so it's different people. What?
It's different situations. One's Shvius and one's Tumah.
Oh. I'm just saying. See, he's quoting the Gemara in Gittin. So our Bavli is asking Kasha from the Seifa of our Mishnah, where it says she's allowed to go all the way up until the water, to the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Gittin is asking within our Mishnah only, a steer from the Reisha to the Seifa. Let's see what Rava says. Let's see if he says what you say. Rav explains, in the case of the Chavra's wife, the Mishnah's concerns are rabbinic on generating Tumah. Therefore, our produce is already susceptible to Tumah. Even if the produce is already susceptible to Tumah, they allow the Chavra's wife to assist in sorting and grinding. Meaning, even if it was Roy Lekabal Tumah already, you're still allowed to help her.
I thought that the grinding and sifting always takes place before the water is added.
That's what we've been saying till now. I'm just saying the Bavli now. In the Mishnah's first case, the matter is a Shvius, which is of biblical origin. In that case, you're forbidden, despite the imperative to promote harmony. Thus, there's no contradiction. One may not assist in violating biblical Shvius prohibition. One may assist in violating the rabbinic prohibition of causing tumah. Okay, so is it online? I don't know. 1 second. I don't know. It seemed to me not like that, right? You're right. I thought it was before, only up to, because that was when it became roid for tumah. I don't know why he says it's the same. He says that Rabla is saying the same as the Bavli, but it doesn't sound like it. Okay. Ayin Sham, the Timsa Nachas. Let's go on. Now we're on Amid Beis. V'hasninon. The Gemara doesn't like this answer. Because basically we're saying that the Mishnah of Anizar is talking about Truma. That doesn't make any sense. We're talking about a Nachdom. We're talking about a public baker. Baker is not baking Truma. That's ridiculous. He wouldn't have any customers. V'hasninon Nachdom Islach Meim or Nachdom with Truma. So the Gemara says a different answer. Chavraya Amri Tan Beloses. The Gemara of Arizona is talking about where he moistens the kernel at the kernels after they are harvested, so they've already become ripe for Kavu Tumma. So Kavushain Aloses, and therefore they weren't moist. Right? Masisa Masai Lachavraya. Aval Misha Total Mayim, Losiga Etzloshain, Maksiki De Avera. So it sounds like that from the Mishnah. The colleagues seem to be right. Mishnah says the difference is whether you put in the water or not put in the water. Obviously, the water is the main thing. If you already loses it, that would be constitute putting in the water. So we're obviously not talking about where it was roiling the kavu tumah. Simple answer. So the Gemara says, that you could say to the guy when he's working the fields, plow it well. I'll take it from you after the Shemitah year. So you're really encouraging him in a very direct way. Right? Haromar. Come on, turn the page. Haromar. The other one said, Ishar. You should have, you know, like Yashakaya type thing. So, it says over here there's a discussion as to whether these two opinions are simply disagreeing in the meaning of the term, or whether there's actually two sides of a dispute with practical ramifications. Okay. The Gemara explains the final passage in light of these two opinions. Mandi Amar Tavos, one who says plow it well, Mashalim B'Shleiman. So it says at the end of the Mishnah, after it says that Tavos, that Shalim B'Shleiman. So it's, these are obviously two different things. So Tavos would mean plow it well, and Shalim B'Shleiman would mean Ishar, may be strengthened. But if you hold Mandi Amar Ishar, that Ishar meant to be strengthened, so what does Shalom B'Shleiman mean? What's left, right? So the Gemara says that's not going on the Goy. That last part is going on the Yisrael. B'Shleim Yisrael. Shalom Aleichem. All right. Dolma, here's a story. Rav Chinna bar Pama, Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Avon Al-Khad Mekar Shei Shvias, they were walking by, and there's a guy who is violating the Shvias. He's plowing. Amalei Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Ishar, may you be strengthened. So Rav Chanina doesn't like that. You know, this sounds familiar, right? How friendly are you going to be with the non-from, right? This is the question. Right here is the question. Amalei Rav Chanina bar Papa, Lachin Olfen Rebbe, V'la'om Ohai V'rim, Rechaz Hashem Aleichem. You may recognize the Gemara. We have this last paragraph. That didn't they say that those who are over him, Hashem's blessing upon you, as also Lema L'chor Shei Shviyas Ishar, That Rabbi, the teacher, didn't he teach us that loy onru, that you're not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to people who are being Ibrahim Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? So why are you saying Ishar? A Malay, he says to him, so he responds back, Likres Atayidah, you know how to read a pasuk, but Lidrashen Atayidah, you don't have a darshan. Loy onru, ha'ivrin, when it says, that they were over, it's referring to the Ivrim that they leave the world, they don't have a Yisrael, they didn't say anything to Yisrael, they didn't bless Kla Yisrael. Ma, even though over here it says they have never permitted Israel to partake of Hashem's bounty, I thought it was that they didn't recognize that, okay, it says that that's from Chaim. I thought the pshat was that they didn't recognize that our contribution. I'm not sure. My Yisrael Amir Lahem, what did the Jews say to them? V'rachnu eschem b'shem Hashem. Lo dayechem shukol ha-brachas ha-bayis lalem b'rus choseinu. Don't you realize everything is in Arisqos? In atem o'imim lanu bo'u tu lochem ha-brachas ha-elu. But you don't tell us to take from these blessings. Lo od atem agagol enu mas pisim And the money is for Golias, for Anunias, you put taxes and fines and all kinds of tithes on us. So the verse has nothing to do with saying Yashukayaf to someone who's being Iver and Aveira. You can indeed tell the person, you know, you should be strong. You shouldn't tell him plow well. That you shouldn't tell him, but you can say Yashukayaf, right?
So if you're walking on Shabbos and somebody jogs by you with headphones and they say Shabbat Shalom to you.
This happens all the time. I was just telling my Kabrusis, this happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking by, usually a woman getting into a car, and she'll say, Good Shabbos. So do you say Good Shabbos back? She's laughing.
You say Ishar.
Ishar, 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 Ishar. Yeah. Hajar Allah ibn Yeshua. Okay.
Does that go into the Dar HaShalom issue?
It certainly does. I think it's very important to keep Shalom in those cases. Now we're starting a new parak with Hashem. We'll talk about the Shalosh HaRatzis. Now, your Gemara has come with a beautiful map in the back of the Gemara. I don't know if you saw. There's in the back of the Gemara, there is several appendices, and you will see that there's a beautiful map that's in color right after the appendix one. The map, map. Yeah, there are a couple of different maps. So if you don't have to use these pictures for what we're going to do next, but they wouldn't hurt. It does not hurt to have, you know, one hand over here on appendix one map.
Gaza is apparently not on it.
Yeah, Gaza's there. Right by Ashkelon. Okay. So now, chapter 6.
That's why it's green? That's why the color changed?
No, there's nothing indicated. This is just, I think it's just
elevation.
A geographic, you know, which is the best, most fertile land.
And those spots are where those towns are today or then?
I would guess.
It looks like where they are now.
It looks pretty close.
Okay.
We're going to talk now. Let's just give this quick hakdama. There are three kedushas, or three times that Eretz Yisrael was defined. One was Hashem to Avraham Avinu. One was Yehoshua, and one was Ezra. And each time, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So, the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking to Avraham Avinu, I saw a tshuva from the Chasam Sefer in your day, Reish Lama Dalet, very interesting tshuva, in which the Chasam Sefer says that the Kedushas Ha'aretz, the fact that Eretz Yisrael is Eini Hashem Alakech Abba Meiresh Shana Agar Hashana, in Eini Velibe Yisham Kol HaYamim, these tzukim that describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with Eretz Yisrael, which in itself is a Kedusha, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Kedusha was never under any discussion. That's L'Oilmei Ad, forever and forever, will never be bottled. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Avraham Avinu, it gave that Kedusha was forever.
That's not given to Avraham. Whatever,
it's a description.
Yes,
maybe it was some Shacious Vibrations. I don't know when it started. Let's just assume it started from Avraham Avinu. Maybe it started before.
No. No. It started. Avraham Avinu was the first one. Hashem said, your sons, your children are going
to. I'm asking to that, but I don't know, though, that the Chavivus of Eretz Yisrael was not Chavav Takarash Baruch Hu. That it was Einov HaYosham Kol HaYomim from Sheshes Vibrations. I don't know about that.
Earlier.
From before Sheshes Vibrations. Okay. So now you're switching back and forth. Okay. Anyway, that I thought this was an interesting tshuva, because with this tshuva, I just want to, it's a side point, but there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether you count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Sefer HaMitzvahs. Famously, the Ramban says this was a mitzvah that the Rambam forgot to count. All Achrayim talk about, oh, what about the Rambam based on the Gemara and Ksuvas Kuf Yud, where it talks about if she says she doesn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he says, I want you to go to Eretz Yisrael, that he can force her or else he get rid of her, right? So you see the Rambam's masking that Eretz Yisrael is an Inyan Gadol to go there, right? Inyan Gadol, I don't know exactly whether it's a mitzvah that's Tanya Gnosis, but certainly it's at least a mitzvah Drabanan, let's say. That's what they want to tie in. But the Chassam Sofer says has nothing to do with mitzvahs. It has nothing to do with whether Kedusha Rishonah, Ketitshalosh, Haito, the Ketitshalos of Lavai, or Loi Ketitshalos of Lavai. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that you want to live in a land which has the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha that I'm talking about. That you're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Mila of being in Eretz Yisrael, which has nothing to do whether you count it as a mitzvah or not. This was a Chassam Sofer in this Reish Lamed Aleph. Very interesting tshuva. Anyway,
he doesn't say anything about Avirida Ara Machkim.
That has nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with it.
Don't you want
to
become smarter?
I mean, I don't know if you can force your wife to go someplace so you'll become smarter. Because, first of all, she's not going to believe you're smarter anyway. So, it's not going to make a difference. I didn't say that. Okay, so let's go on. So now, the Kedusha.
Is there an explanation of why the amount of land decrease each time?
I don't have an answer to that. I don't know. It has to do probably with chet. You know, we sin, we lose. That's a grubber explanation. I don't know. Maybe there's a more holy explanation than that. So the Kedusha Mitzrayim, it's pretty ungenommen. Let's just say this. Everybody knows what I mean when we say ungenommen. It's assumed that the Kedusha of Mitzrayim is Kitchel Ashaito, Veloi Kitchel Asadlavai. So Yeshua's Kedusha was bottled once the Mace Metris was carved. The Kedusha of Ezra, that's a Machlaikis in the Gemara, whether it was Kitchel Ashaito, the Kitchel Asadlavai or not. And we should disagree with that exactly how we pass it. As far as Shemitah is concerned, that is a different problem. Even if you hold Kitchel Ashaita of a Kitchel Asalavai, that doesn't mean that Shemitah is nonetheless intact. Shemitah, let's just assume for the time being, Roy Vishainim, Roy Achorinim Paskin, Shemitah was Manazah, Durabonon, it's not the Arisa. Okay, so let's just, those are the column from the introductory remarks that I gathered from the art scroll.
What about the three?
Now we're going to start to learn about the Mishnah. Okay, so now Shal Sharatzis L'Shvias. There's three areas with regard to Shvias. So Kol Sheikh Ziku Olei Bavel Me Eretz Yisrael Ad Kaziv. We're talking about the Olei Bavel. Olei Bavel are the people from. We're talking about Ezra's time, right?
How does it start with Ezra? We're
not going to discuss the Mitzrayim thing because it's bottle. Because that was bottle completely. So that's for sure. The mission is really discussing its current, at that time. So we're after the Chorban, and we're talking about Olei Bavel. So it's Eretz Yisrael on Kaziv. As far as Kaziv is concerned. So Kaziv in the map, let's see, you'll see right by Rosh HaNikra, there's Kaziv. Okay?
Which map are you looking at?
I'm looking at the first map in Appendix 1. So you'll see there's Kaziv right there, right on the western coast of the Mediterranean. That's where Kaziv is located. We're going to go with the Gra, and the Gra is shot in these geographical locations. I don't want to get involved in the Machlokas. There's a big Machlokas exactly about these cities, whether they're on the western side of Eretz Yisrael or whether on the northern side of Eretz Yisrael. I want to keep it with the. We're going to stick with the Gra for now. Everything is as it's depicted on the map. It's on the western side of Eretz Yisrael. So Kaziv is the north most, the northmost point at which Ezra was Mekadesh, Eretz Yisrael. And by the way, it does not include Kaziv. It's the south of Kaziv down is where the Kedusha is Chal, but Kaziv itself is not included in the Kedusha, okay?
So that means from Kaziv all the way up, at least till Banyas, was from Yehoshua, right? Because that's all...
Well, exactly what was from Yeshua's time, we're not going to discuss that right now, but yes, for according to some people, it's a big machlokas. How far there, he has a list of a whole list of different shitas, exactly how far it was.
Har Hermon is not even in it. Isn't that beferish like in Matos Masa as part of the borders of Eretz Israel? Doesn't it say Har Hermon?
It might. Yeah, we're not talking about that now. But we're talking about of how far Ezra was Mekadesh. So Lo Nechav Lo Nevad, you can't... So Lo Nechav Lo Nevad, this is Pasha, it has the full Kedusha of Shemitah, Lo Nechav, so you can't eat it after the beer deadline has passed, right? And Lo Nevad, you can't do work, right? Next. Kol Sheikh Ziku Ola Mitzrayim, Mekaziv ad hanohar ad hamono. Now, the second area, which is the part beyond that. So if you go, so what it's talking about, Kaziv ad hanohar. That means from Kaziv. This he says is in the English. He says this is the narrow strip of along the Mediterranean coast from Kaziv. To the Egyptian River.
So south.
That's south, yeah. So the Egyptian River is it shown well here? Maybe it's shown better in the other map. There's another map on 43A. Another map here. I know there's another map here. I just saw it. It's a black and white map. What's going on here? I could have sworn I saw another map. Uh-oh.
It's
on 43B2. Yeah, that's not what I wanted.
There's
another map, but it's only bubble.
No. I don't know what's going on over here. I was using that safer which has maps in it. You know what I'm talking about?
The Atlas
Asmikra, yeah. That's I should have brought it. All right, you don't have it, so it doesn't matter. So does he have, because that has the river very clearly delineated. Well, let me just see if he has any of these maps.
No,
does not have it. Okay, you just have to take my word for it that there's this river. Let's just assume for the time being that it's the Wadi Al Arish.
Okay.
That there's a river over there.
Yeah, a Wadi is a dry river.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the one or it's a little further south than that. It's called the Egyptian River. I don't have the picture right here right now. Anyway, so all the way from there, all the way up to Kaziv Ad Amona, and then he goes from, so that's the south. Ad Amona is the north. So if you go up to Amona, so it's a big shiloh what Amona is exactly. So, how's he learning it here?
It's a group of mountains.
Oh, it's up here, all the way in the top. It's next to Turkey, top of the map.
So, that's generally not assumed to be the Amona. That's there's like one sheet like that, but Amona.
It's probably the Lebanon mountains.
If you take a look at Appendix 1, you'll see he has Amona. It's a mountain or a group of mountains. The Bryson 47B refers to it as the mountains of Amona.
Wow.
Why consensus of Rishonim and Achronim is that this location is identical with Har HaHar? Let's see, Har HaHar is... Oh, that is, actually, that is, you are right. Is it? I thought that it was... Yeah. I thought there was another view of it. Yeah. A number, footnote 6, he has it. Still another view places Amona north of Kaziv and the river east of Kaziv.
How did they get up there?
Right, so... So I thought that it was just that there was an Amunah which is just a little bit further south, further north of Kaziv. There are different shitas exactly how far it is. As I recall, one is that it's just a little bit north of it. Others say it goes up to the Banias. Others say it goes all the way up till actually almost Turkey. So that's a shaila.
That Banias is not the Banias that we know.
No, that's a different Banias. In fact, he says not to mix it up. If you look on the what did he say it over here? He says not to get it mixed up with the other one. Okay, whatever. Let's go on. So the point here is that this had no kedusha from. This strip of land had no kedusha from Ezra, and this was part of the Oli Mitzrayim. Its kedusha was kedusha l'shaita of loykid shalos alavai. So as far as that goes, it's no longer kaddish, and therefore it's nechal. The stuff that grows there can be eaten even after the biur, but lo nevat. There's a disadra banon not to work it during shvias. That's the idea, right? Clearly, this prohibition is rabbinical. Okay? Now, min ha-nohar v'me'amonu lifnim, from the river in the south, and from Amona in the north, v'lifnim, so facing away, the way he says it over here, it's facing away from Eretz Yisrael in every respect, that is nechal v'nevan. Obviously, there's no kedusha at all.
Away from the Mediterranean?
Yeah, that's what it says. Outside of Eretz Yisrael. Facing away is outside of Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, going to the right, you're going right into Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, so basically it means the Mediterranean.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So this is a, you know, this Mishnah is, it's not so easy as far as, because I don't have the maps clearly here, delineated. But if you really want to stay afterwards, we could do this Lakute Mishnos Eliyahu on the side here on Dafman Bezam and Aleph. He goes through this inyan a little bit more. But for now, I want to get through the daf first. This is like a critical gra over here. He explains why Rashi and other Rishonim are learning that it's on the west side, on the east side of Eretz Yisrael versus the west side, the way we're learning, and he explains why they made a mistake. Okay, Siv, Elah Chokim Ham Mishpatim Chayav Asher Tishmul Asus Eretz Atem Chayav Maasois Yatem Chayav Maasois B'Chus Laretz. So the pasuk says that you have to do these halachas in Eretz Yisrael, but it sounds like only in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutz La'aretz. Now the Gra erases the rest of the lines. Okay, so we're going to skip the rest of the lines of the page. We're going to turn to the next page. Yachal afilu mitzvah shein tolis ba'aretz. So you might think even mitzvahs which are not tolis in Eretz Yisrael lo hu nagas sel ba'aretz. Tamal loymar hishom lachem peyiftel avchem. That you have to keep the mitzvahs even if you go out of Eretz Yisrael, right? Because it says avantem, and you're going to be sent away from Eretz Yisrael. And after it says that you're going to be sent away from Eretz Yisrael, it says you have to put on your tefillin, right? So you obviously, That's his point here. We're trying to say, you might think that even the mitzvahs which are not tluyos baretz, you're also only mechuyev to keep in Eretz Yisrael. You learned the Ramban that says that Yaakov Avinu kept the mitzvahs only in Eretz Yisrael because in Chutz Laretz it's not necessary to keep those mitzvahs. So you might think that's the way it should be. This Gemara is telling you no. In HaTorah you have to keep all the mitzvahs outside Eretz Yisrael that are not told in your Eretz. And we prove it from Tefillin. Right? Ma'aslach. What do you have here? Can go in Tefillin and Talmud Torah. Ma'atfillin and Talmud Torah she'en tlo'in ba'aretz. These are mitzvahs she'en not tlo'in ba'aretz. No'agim mei ba'aretz mei chos la'aretz. It says it clearly in the Pasuk. You have to keep it. Av kol dovah she'en tlo'in ba'aretz she'en no'agim ba'aretz mei chos la'aretz. You have to keep it in both places. Me'ato mishogolo yupturin. Well, now you might think once they go in Golos, they're parted from doing any mitzvahs. It's only because there is mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael that you have to keep. But maybe if there's nothing in Eretz Yisrael, maybe you don't have to keep it. Ksiv, ayasu kol ha'kol, hashav min ha'shvi sukkos v'yishu ba'sukkos. That the congregation of returnees, they came back from sukkos and dwelt in sukkos. Ki lo asu mimei Yeshua ben Nun. This is talking about Ezra's time, that they hadn't done mitzvah of sukkos in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So Gemara says that's very difficult. We're going to say this in a second. Lama Yeshua. Why does they spell Yeshua's name without a hey? So that's sort of Rav Hillel Braid, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Pagamakos of Koyt Sonic Bekever, and they covered Sonic Beshatai. That the Gemara, the verse detracted slightly from the honor due to a righteous man who's already in the grave, that is to say, it's detracting from the covet of Yeshua because of the covet of Ezra. So what does it say here? It says, I just want to say something over here. Where is the Gemara talk about? The Gemara talks about, is it possible to say that they didn't do sukkah the whole time? Yeah, yes, he quotes it here in the English. Here the Braisa continues, the puzzling verse. Is it possible that they hadn't done sukkahs from that time? This cannot mean literally, for surely in the days of David and Shlomo HaMelech, the mitzvah of sukkah was kept in every respect. So therefore, it means something else. Hikish be awesome, he may Ezra, be awesome, he may Yeshua. That by putting them together, it's a hekish. The ma be awesome, he may Yeshua. Turn ha'yuvenis chayvu, just like when Yeshua came to Eretz Yisrael, they were potter before they came to Eretz Yisrael, but then they became chayv in the mitzvahs, right? They were exempt from certain mitzvahs. And then once they came, they were potter in Mahari, they were potter from some mitzvahs from this chayv, they became obligated. How did they become obligated? They became obligated in the mitzvahs on a biblical level. That is to say, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, when they came into Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra, they became chayv in the mitzvahs min ha-Torah. Okay, that he holds that right? Let's see, it says over here, 9. First of all, let's get the problem with the sukkah out of the way. Even though we're talking about mitzvah sukkah, they were obligated on all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So, what does that mean? Second. Well, let's look at Myra Folda in the Hebrew here. Ksiv, Terutzu, it's a Teretz. The Ashwama can't you turn? I want to do Ksiv on Membez on Bez, the Myra Folda. Ksiv, Terutzu, this is an answer. The Ashwama can't. Shub Torin can't be that they're potter from mitzvahs. The makshinu be awesome. We may Ezra achar shachazu migolus bavel be awesome. We may Yeshua. That we're saying that they're coming into Eretz Yisrael is a hekesh. K'moshu matzim we may Yeshua k'shiyatsu migolus b'shoyim nefesh le'aretz mitchila hayub Torin u'kshubol aris nischayvu hakanami may Ezra. Yahav agav the krov esukas k'siv huadim l'chol shar mitzvahs l'ba akosu v'lak l'hashos be awesome l'hadadi. It's true about all the mitzvahs. So in other words, we're not referring to sukkah. Sukkah, they were chayav they were keeping the mitzvahs throughout the whole time. We're just being makish the Bia El Haaretz to each other, but once they got there, they certainly were chayiv. In other words, when Yoshua came to Eretz Yisrael, he became the chayiv in all mitzvahs. It's not the pshat that they didn't keep sukkah the whole time. They kept all the mitzvahs, but we're being makish that when Ezra comes in, the same way when Yoshua came in. He was part of the week before they came in, and that became chayiv. Ezra also became chayiv. Lama Yoshua chaser hay, pagam kloimar, avagav the Yoshua God over Ezra, even though certainly Yoshua is greater than Ezra, become mokim hashta she Yoshua mace, the Ezra kayim. Now Yeshua is no longer here. Ezra is here. Godol Ezra mi Yoshua. Meaning the covet of someone who's alive is more important than the covet of someone who's dead. I feel how Yeshua kayim hashta however shine to Ezra who how you got Ezra got on the middle. This is his time, right? This is Ezra's time. He's been appointed. So therefore, Yoshua has to be is given like a secondary status. How do we indicate the secondary status? By taking away a letter from his name. Why that's important, I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, I don't know what exactly what the point of that was. Rash Cirillo brings a whole different thing over here. He brings that at the time of Ezra, they were misfal to mimavatal the Yetzirah of Avodah.
Right.
So there's a taina on Yeshua. Why weren't you mavatal the Avodah Zarah of Avodah
Zarah? Is that what he says?
That's what he brings down, a very impelic thing.
You had your power?
Which one?
That one, it's Api Osami May Ezra. It says over here, I gotta go a couple lines down. Mefarish Krav, the Chilo, also can't believe. Mishun de Bo Rachami al Yitzhak of Ezra, the Imser of Yadayu, the Ogan Skusa Layo Kusuka. Now that Schus, the Schus of getting rid of the Yetzahara of Avanezara was a Hagona like Sukkah. So he explains that there's a connection to Sukkah in that way, right? Lahafi kapit cry, lavid we cry Yeshua, and that's why the Torah was makbid and calls him Yeshua. The bishlam on Moshe lo barachmi alav don't have the schus of Eretz Yisrael. On Moshe Rabbeinu there's no taina because he didn't have the schus of Eretz Yisrael to mivatal the vaydazar yitzer. El Yeshua the havelay schus of Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua had the schus on my lo barachmi alav. Why wasn't he mivatal the yitzahara? Of Avodah Zarah. So, So therefore, that chus of Ezra protected them just like Sukkah. So that's the comparison. That's how he brings in Sukkah. But it's a very interesting Gemara over here. Okay, so that's this is what we'll stop. Now, keep it a little bit more on Mem Gimel, just a drop more. That means that everything that's in the time of Ezra is also min haTorah. There's no distinction between the time of Yeshua was min haTorah, and now it's also min haTorah.
Even min haTorah if it's done from the Rabbanan many, many years later.
What?
What's min haTorah?
The Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. That's what we're talking about.
It didn't change. In other words, you didn't lose the original Kedusha, and Ezra's Kayach didn't diminish it.
That obligates you to observe Maestros on a biblical level.
Yeah.
Shlomo, we didn't get into the question of the whole idea of the erase of the Durban nature of Shemitah.
We didn't talk at length about it. We said that the Shita of most Achrayim is that is min Rabbanan, and that's what we're going to assume now. If you want to get into it, we can get into it a little bit more.
I mean, why? It seems this would indicate that it shouldn't be any different.
Because there's other ingredients necessary for Truma. It has to be, for instance, it could be Zman Shayyad Vol Noeg. There are different Svaras why it's not Nagay anymore.
Yeah, but it has to do with Shvatim also.
And even if there's Rov Yisrael, in order for the Yovel to be Noeg, there has to be everybody has to be in their Felix, in their Nachla, and we don't have that.
The
That's for Yovel. And there's a hekesh of a shmita to Yovel. Yeah, I didn't prepare a whole inyan for that.